Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, Deku, we wanted to welcome all you elders. You been out at the Lopata? Got it, can you be happy to give me in your suit? Deku, we are given. This time I'd like to call the Regional Elders Council meeting come to order. Truman, would you do the invocation, please?
Maria, Deku. In my language, Deku, Jesus, we are not an effort. The man, no block. That nearly be will which will lead in the temple cabot. I see Kayona Slaptu, Jesus will lead young now to the recruit Kayona Slaptu, Kayaka Hotel is a misaptu to the land. Them Gila Begila, digging them Cochrane near a hotel bishop put, Munafet in the yoke. Them Kayutiluta, Bishop. You crawl up there, soon lay now, the Kayona to Nagling Natuji's.
Thank you, Truman. Damna Ajan Taxi, Subukasi Nitak, Sumit Simili the train Yakwanaga, Sumit Ilalaga Krafsi Nik, Pekanakpa. Lilu nu laksak lakpudunan number 7 village report sama kanunga nak mundu lakpan naku na yakpa Old business kana na ngan 5 good luck lu big pasua. Okay. The kanuan nu laksa sinya ikut. So sulit eh. Sama uko inna nukta ura alak madut pergi siwut uko ba churchami nyagi imbidot sebulilak luit pergi sebaluki uda hari tapko penik pada ukununga organisasi kundun Pira lagu dalo. Tak namun aku nak nak pa. Tap kuninga, ya tap kuninga simbil yang lu sumigat lamik. Ilya dikhayat cipsing. Approval lah kaya ikut dah jangan takut. Where's that?
On the approval of guidelines, if we can have another executive session on the approval of guidelines, I don't think they're ready to approve yet. So I don't think that that our group could approve these. If we could have another executive session just on the guidelines sometime this fall.
Okay.
Not right away.
Okay. So we're going to delete that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll delete old business number 3, guidelines and Okay.
Number and two, all business me.
Yeah. Number two, tam na all business me approval of guideline nak ililya galaw kakput pag ma approval la kuminya nyak suk pilya kar lu oglan pigi sin ginya ibut. Anything else?
Are we going to cover Ralph today too?
Where he fall under?
Fish and wildlife.
Fish and wildlife? How much time do you have, Mani, Sunak?
Well, I was trying to come to that.
Tonight? What times you got, like?
Oh, I don't know. I got to take a kid tonight for a
baby. We can, Elmer?
We can do the circuit first, or put on, well, first, and then the circuit on.
Okay, the churches are not going anywhere, I guess, huh? We can have you right after Ralph Raymond so he can catch the airplane. That's all right, will you? Okay. I know we can get along with you. All right, we'll have you done. Okay. Anything else? Sumi kat lami pijak saya pertama approval lagi nak lalu, umpam minit tahu sulit pijak saya ni. Oh, roll call lah nak pisah. Pisah nak ingat si roll call lah lek. Hai. Kuyok tinggi ni. Here.
I'm Armstrong.
Here.
Thomas Raymond.
Here.
Thomas Owen Jr. Truman Cleveland.
Here.
Nathan Thomas. Flora Carmen.
She's going to be, Angeline Moso is to come in and replace Flora Carmen. Flora is not feeling good, so she's not going to make it to this meeting.
Kirsty Jackson. Mildred Slade.
Bad weather in Tivolina. Mildred will be in as soon as the weather gets good.
Okay.
May Bernhardt.
Did you get Leonard Douglas?
Oh, I'm sorry, Leonard Douglas.
Here.
He's our new member from Sumnac. He's the president of Sumnac, so he's going to represent Sumnac along with Mr. Stevens.
Okay, we have quorum. Deku, the agenda. We need to approve the agenda.
President, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
There's a motion on the floor. There's a second. Further discussion.
Question
called for. All favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, unanimous. The approval of July 2 meeting. July me khang em meeting kap ta minit tabut. Tapi temani fold up sini cuk nang lock tu. The next one over tap. Dari tak kau meeting di elektrik kau tu kagai mnya. July to me. To me, I lost a crack on the butt. Abna, number 7, next place of meeting, Upper Coba, Gilisakvi Camp. Pili ka lockdown ni kangem niya. Pili mi niya isa kapta. So, lukanik panugam niya sama idlo ni. Iglego di krabullo. Suli iglego di krabut pip yuding. Taat nakluwa ubungan ulag kaput. Demi lahat niyo, pili mi naksiyup ta. Taman na so, sabal law takluwa, pili mi nakluwa. Piyup tigo dat kaman ni kadi mat lagi siru di jan. Tutur sip mira wala parau sila. Tam nas kanyak ta tap kuna ni min tani pisup nak tuk. Rupa lalgi cip sik tani nak kuna ya kalau tuk. Sumigat lami kita ilak sak pak saya cip nang ni. There's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes. To blue the clue is really second talk to. Quack to Lala Upisisule. Question call for, all favor say aye. All opposed? Ariga. Nakula Glona Sitapko, Minitai Kout Kangemia, introduction of guests. Chama. Pakko kesari kamu buat nanti nyawa lang lu itu makna. You introduce yourself, please.
My name is Sue White.
John Martinek, Catholic Church.
John Steinberg, Church of God.
Chuck Mays, Assembly of God.
Amo atira Manila, ukapto murakto nili ubanik ikitarum agayibeng.
And all lah tak tamen ni semua sup naik sih. Baik yang itu lah. Turup. Gua awal lim baju.
Ah, besok aja nak uji ada sounder.
Sah.
Jom, mungkin tuan.
Yeah. From starting from the far corner with the computer is Elmer Goodwin, Martha Whiting, Manny Hill, and Tommy Sheldon, Kiana, Wilbur Sampson, Norvik, Percy Jackson, Kiana, Ed Large, Jonas Raymond, and Park Service, Evelyn Ballett, Selowick. My right-hand man, Elmer Armstrong. I'm Levi Cleveland. I'm from Sungnak, and I chair this elders. My cousin from Selowick, Magdalene Tikik. And my other cousin, Truman Cleveland from Ambler. And my other other half, Leonard Douglas from Sungnak. My big sister from Kobuk, May Bernhardt. And Nita Thomas from Buckland. And those are the regional elders of Nana Region. We welcome all of you to our meeting, and we tried to do the best we could to support just about everyone that we can support, and we for any reason that you need it, and the elders in your function or whatever, and we're here to help you out in any way we could. We might not, you know, do everything, but we certainly can try, and we're trying our best, and I think we have a the most leaders from our villages. Most of them are village leaders, and that's why they're sitting in their elders, Nana region elders. I guess this time we're going to go to Ralph Raymond to present his fish and wildlife. Fish and wildlife goodness of our Rahonisuna, Kivani, Sidivigmi, Kimya, wildlife refuge, Una, that Kivumanis of our Rahtuk, fish and game goodness, Tamna, fish and game good, Billy Blue, wildlife refuge, Na, Moko, Sut. Konakru Rakwigi Blue, Angur, Kanuchi, Ting Milurit, Konakru Rakwigi Blue, Tat Naklu, Sabagwigi Kangan, Tat Nitsimili, Suna, Sabaktap, Taruna, Nalaktau Lagasinakut, Samakanuchi Migli, Kodi Krakam. Ayadangak.
Thank you, Divine. The question is Fish Wildlife Service and Fish and Game, they're both.
Ah. Malaka.
Fish and Game is the one that takes care of us. Like I think the Arctic state of Alaska. What as well I just introduced myself. I worked for Fish and Wildlife Service for the past 7 years as a refuge information technician. And I'm going to talk
for the last two more.
agenda, abla, video leyamak, kanuni peyni uyu tıkpat, kilisi yok, kilisi kiyana eksi. Ne, valla ise kilisi yok, kiyon yiyete, abla, manik kilisi, yani o kanik yavruğunu, mutanım, kinin tıkşı yolu, kule, tamamda, nokta,
Mr. Chairman, Damna Wilbur Aglan Filmak Iliakpan, the Sama Inisimaromic Hat Laromic in the Parasirok, Nasin, the Taran Makunua Iliso to Tigilu, Hanoa Mirak Sedar Miglu, Hanolu, Nokun, Anguora, Nakilanganic, Inisimarom, Inisimarak, the Sama. Tabel mani buku ni kisah.
Tapi mesti, saya ni dulu itu nampu buku ni kan, pada semuanya kemudian saya kisah rasa kisah balasan kisah kelumbak kan. Tabel mali kanu muka anu ni dulu kisah pun alat hati nampikang anu ni yang nak pertama.
Asi damna tapko tini kahulu tutulu tenik paknik atlanik suli video leh ngalit pas suli makauli atlet angudit nangunan itakaimi tamat kahulu kaputit laluit ilyan ni video li la ka si ligit pati
tam no wo ni na sa ra la ta po khyap tin ni ka lo tin tin na la ni ta ko kha na or ti la li ni mo na ta su la ti si ta na ta if this would be open make it every year or not only than be moved in terms of like the same year.
Yeah, good.
Hunting season, sale, visits, or anything else later on, but the money will be coming in after we get started.
Martha.
Are there any volunteers that want to help us plan this video? The money is going to come in and the contract starts October to October 98. So we have a whole year to film, do some filming this winter. Maybe we just have to plan it. Are there anybody here want to help us plan this video? We'll have to meet another time and talk about how we want to produce this video. Is there anybody that want to help with the planning of this video?
How long do we
I thought you said volunteer.
How long the meet? Is there going to be meetings often here or the?
They'll either be here or they'll probably be teleconference by phone. All we need to do right now is decide what kind of things we want to film, who want to be our actors. If you want to go out there and go hunt a caribou while somebody videotapes you, we also need to decide if we're going to pay people or if they're going to volunteer. We have to work with that $20,000, and we just need to plan it right now. So if anybody want to sit and volunteer and help us plan it from the council, that would make it a lot easier. Wilbur, did you want to volunteer?
I was just going to tell you, I did live in the camp this year, and then you'll be welcome you to go up there and go do the filming.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you could film me.
About 5 miles below to the gym. You see that thing out on the street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
good.
So, when are you going to start your planning?
In October sometime.
Oh, in October.
Probably, maybe after AFN, when things kind of slow down a little bit.
Yeah, let's say we won't be back until about the middle of the month. Yeah. We'll wait until it comes in to keep out all the time. And, more information than you.
Anybody else want to help
climb this? Remember, we need some women to show us how to cut it up and hang it.
That's all the women.
Yeah. That's all. That's the whole main thing, just to preserve the meat, how to dry it up.
How not to waste it, because a lot of people, our own people, will waste caribou. That's one of the main purposes of this, is to teach our people and teach other people how not to waste the caribou, but to use it wisely or resourceful.
And
it's not how not to waste. It's part of the documentary to show that there is traditional knowledge in there. And when they're subsistence hunt, they don't always waste meat. They don't need to be taught how not to. They know this part is the vital part too. That in fact don't waste. And I think the reason why they chose caribou or moose is that the hunter, who is a well-versed hunter, you know, all the people that hunt know the animals. They are biologists from the time they learn to hunt.
what it's going to be about. But I think sometimes they're going out, maybe with South Timor or whatever. The knowledge of how to select the animal that you find, and the hunter will do all the dressing of that. He brings it home, but goes on from there. The wife will be either set it up for drying or putting it away, or that's how the documentary wants to be.
Donors, you wanna volunteer for planning?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll
try to help you out along with Elmer. I think what we're looking at right now, the caribou is not. I've seen caribou. They cut legs. Anyway, they wanna cut them up and just throw them away. That's not the way to handle the caribou. You need to cut all the legging just right so you when you make your mukluks, it's already cut to be made mukluk. That's what we're looking at too. You just don't cut them any old way and throw the hoops and whatever. Okay.
I.
So if you're going to do your planning after the AFN, you got only 1 week then.
There's going to be probably a couple different meetings.
Okay. Once you set those and you let us know, then we'll see what we can do from there.
Okay. I have Wilbur and Jonas and Elmer and everybody else now to help plan this video. And Ralph, of course.
Yeah, I can.
I think he'll be the kind of key man. Sounds like that he have gas, food,
well,
boat, snow machine, government snow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we can have him there, then he would be a good access to those.
He needed a boat to take out 24-foot speedo and ship and 160-horsepower of Yamaha on it.
Okay, sounds good.
If they want to run it in the Cobra River, we can use some drivers from that way.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Nyuga pikru di krakak pagka iksim marik silikalak pising ayya dangak kanuk tilanga ilukasi kang iksim marik silik pising so sublinya nga kang iksim bener tupsing uwa kang iksim marik siliu binya yarikput asi nakuwin na rupsi uwa akubak approval lakuwalak pising naga kanuk pising
Mr. Chairman, Portugal lakaptigo, bakrak, nakrapagamima. Nani mu tamna mu wilyakpan tapko na ngamini inmedialgo ikpan na kuna suy kaput tapo nakturi sulak.
Yeah, it'll be up to
the neck, amber, kubagitna. Sama tap ko li nunaring ili simakangat kanong lepisuti lakti nasi ili so tutilu like you Wilbur Norwich area
okay yeah damna that na chimik movie lek pada kenyek sita lek lugu sabag lugu luta ikap dit nun kenyek tirudik saupan na kuunak nak pising
kuunak pa
video tu ni video mik una show samna misaktan retsuk ang manginyak matam na video Maglan, video tip tape ruma. Can you load a glue? Video load a glue? Piraksaria, canut nanin. So, Miss Sakta, you want no? Okay. Nakuna nasuk.
Mr. Chairman, Wami, dari semua tiga cara. Karena filmanik perjuang di Semarangun review oral lakuk lugu Semarangga asing di lawing sangat tersemai di Semarang tutup kanat. Si bawani yang gelan karena sebahagian lalu dah anggurunik. Bona pilihan pun nak guna yang paling tu itu lah si ibu malah tu malah. Mr. Chairman, motion nak kisah dengan dam nak kita pukul.
Iya, motion nak tuk tera dam nak nak guna ibu aku tuk nang nak ibu kedai tu beli jek pom. Ay, nak kedai sokar tuk pak nak guna apa jek pom. Sakan tanik terat, simil-simil teo kaksak tu tinggi lalak teo pisi. Martha?
If any of the guests or anybody want more information, we have all this information in the elders' packets, and there's more information in the back of anything we're discussing today. Like our Fish and Wildlife Project or anything else if you want some information, there's more information and more copies back here.
Cool. So we go call the excited to sing, Naku we you sing, you look as easy as lucky tick. Naku we like in the exit. Take go soon up. Ugut at no raguda aglan, pilya reaksi sub nak tut, kanuba uwut, ang iyo kanguro ni patsiso rut, abungit na kempa kao di lang nagsliwi sa epani sun uwut, tat na inyuni di lang nagsliwta, tat na simut tikitip karadip, epani uwut inyong nakapta, kempa odip luta, abani kempa mi, tahama, hamani days, hamani months, irruti rakyadiyo, tat na si, Sumnak taunik suronik ilit cokrip yuta malik huta ataramik tak nange huta wo wout pati seorut ke terma agil aku jangil lah hilak jadi cuma teku teruna cercamun kau digi laksau digi kaput Kau dikira alak pun aku kisi baluk tuk. Aglang ni itpa. Naga. Kanusinyi itpa.
Daud. Pat. Tau bakit lay sa kru. Do you have a copy of that letter, Alma? That first one we submit. Like the one to Roland Booth.
It's in the back listed under letters.
Yeah.
Allow me to go and see you. Yeah. You want to go now, left away? Long me da ko da lang lu.
Bumi da lang ko yung sing. Kasaw ni pun bumi da lang na ay kuti lipsi kang si ma ay kisi kutsi.
I believe I introduced me already, so I'm from Cassidy, and I lived here 48 years, and I'm originally from Buckland. In our last elders meeting, we suggested that a letter be drawn to the pastor. As you know, we have alcohol and drug abuse here in Cassidy, very, very heavy. Seems like we're running an outlet here in Cassidy. Any amount that is subject comes here to Cassidy, by Alaska Airlines or Northern Air Cargo, whichever. There's nothing that's ever been done to try and start something to maybe slow the flow of alcohol in Cassidy. So we decided we draft a letter, you probably have a copy of it, that I suggested to the regional council at the time that we did have a Christian conference here in Cassidy in the past, some years ago. And Father, what's his name, was a member, a little friend of mine.
Yeah. Father Art.
He was kind of instrumental on that one, too. I can still remember that, too. And Roland was part of it. He's not here today. But a letter was written, sent to him also. So we thought maybe if the churches could take some kind of leadership in some kind of direction, that they could put together. I'm not saying that you yourself as a pastor should go out there and say, we're going to stop alcohol, because that's a little bit in conflict of the ministerial work in the church. You know that. You start losing members, and if they get misinterpreted, you know, this could happen. We have the police chief here, and Edward's been working with them. They know the problem. They could probably comment on what we're speaking about. But I think that if this Christian conference could be established again, and maybe with some of our leaders involved in it, like Drew, Nana, Manila, some other organizations, I think Manila most of all, you know, their experience in alcohol and drug abuse, broken families, that the group would give some kind of direction to people that are willing to make a step to see what we could do of the flow of alcohol here to Cassidy, and drugs and alcohol to Cassidy. I think this regional board is in favor of supporting you with whatever that has started. I know it's hard, but I can't say that it's never been done before. It's been done before. We put a petition and took Cockview into dry status before what our people were together at that time. I don't really know what position we're in today, but I think we have enough people here in Cassidy that to take concern with some kind of move, maybe our ministerial group could lead to. You don't have to be alone. We have many church members in our churches, each one of the denominations. What, we have 7 or 8 churches here in Costa. So maybe we could speak about, anybody could speak about this, you know, and ask questions or whatever, and or comments. And Ed could, and Paul and Ed could speak loudly that this is a problem today. We have suicide. We've just been fortunate that we caught some of them through our police, through our people that are concerned. We caught some and prevent this kind of thing. I myself at home, you know, I have a young man. And my son is married, but they use alcohol also. I have every one of my rifles or weapons all locked up, day and night. Even now, they're locked up, even though that they're sober. And this is the kind of feeling that we all have today. We can't tell what our young people is going to do because of drugs, especially. Maybe not so much as alcohol use in some of them, but I think our police force could say something about that, and our counseling with the troubled people. Maybe if anyone could speak about this, you know, I think we should have a little discussion on it and maybe come to some kind of consensus so that we as regional elders could give a direction, not to you or whatever, you know, maybe, or maybe you can give us a direction, what step we need to take. You know, we're trying to be examples to our people, and the young people especially. So I think it should either way be directed. I think we need to start something. In our couple days of training some time ago in alcohol police and community policing, Ed and Paul was there, and they had some people that come up and had 2 days work session on this. And after the first day and the end of the second day, we discussed what maybe which avenue that we need to go. Some said that they were going to look to see if this issue could be voted the borough-wise. I think when I was in the assembly, I mentioned that we kind of looked into it, but we didn't go real far on that, and our mayor probably remembered that. You know, but it is a concern. I think we have another meeting tonight at the NANA boardroom. Community policing, Katamanel, it's at 7 o'clock on the book. You should cook it at the Manana board meeting. Me, the Makatimanask, that's in Alak Dorsi, that Nelly, Nunakshap, Signipin, Jana Yakpal of Tussi, some more is all you think. Or Lakning Rossi, Nunakshap Signi. Please, Mabudu Makoi, Kayonaka, Tavrumu Naslu, Woko, when he took. Ika yung nira ako suwi kita todo kap tiknik. Susang ilap tiknik, todo kap tiknik. Asi ukung nungo pa yung tikit la siliw. Susal kanya na ko kumanda kirko torok sa tama palayanin niya gaya yung tipo kanya ito. Todo bulugo inyong so pigumling ako tikit la siya ga tikit siya. tak nak lupa kok kayu kisah magnet semua ini way gula tu tu bangun ni jauh minga elta boleh mana kita tarung ni tak nak birak suit sulit baik bersikap mengoma dia orang waktu tak kuna ni please mohon belum tak sulit maksirak kanusik lalu kara ini sahulu tema ni please mohon mengoma ko ini semangat sertifikat janik aku tulis juga ini sahulu tak aku pernah tak sulung tiga lakukan tak tak mesti ingat sama gelap kanulung wali kayu rakwik samnun ini semua rakam dik tema ni ini sari rakam dik kayu tau nasi walung wali tak pun wujud lagi tu so if you have any questions we could probably have a discussion. I just said that we had that workshop and then I became a member of their group, so I'll be in that meeting too tonight. So I think Levi will just maybe talk about it, see who has some kind of idea or questions, if you have questions.
Okay, thank you, Elmer.
Mr. Chairman, that letter that we were just discussing here, that letter about suicide, but, you know, our kids nowadays are taking suicide as an easy way out. And so when I was talking to some of these elders, a lot of the elders from the villages, they asked me to write a letter for them, so I wrote that letter for the elders here, for the churches, of all the people who talk to you about suicide. Subject right now is supposed to be on suicide about our kids taking an easy way out. Hey, my buddy just killed himself. Heck, I can do it too. And that kind of attitude our kids have now. It's not only kids, it's adults too. But now what? This letter that the elders had me write out was to discuss how could we try and stop, we can't stop it, but how could we try and slow down even help? Some of the kids or people from counseling suicide stop trying to stop them. If we could tell them in church service that suicide is not what God set you and I on this earth for. We're here to help each other, to work together, to live. And that was what the intention of the letter was for.
Other thing I think elders had a concern about too, because when you holding a funeral service for somebody that has committed suicide, when you conducting the funeral, you know, because the variety of people goes to the church, young, old, and when somebody, let's take somebody hang himself, and when you're conducting the funeral, I don't know if it's right to say that the person is already in heaven, is waiting for you there. In that, I think it's. You send the message out to the young people in that manner, or one might get a message to say, "Oh, if I do that, I can go to the heaven too. Why not? I can do it. When he can do it, I can go to heaven." I mean, we're gonna have to be careful how we word these, and so we can maybe that'll be part of the prevention. I think that's a letter that was written in that manner. If I could bring it out better, I would, all right, but I think that's what our concern too in our in that letter. It's just not person that, you know, that's hang himself or however he stopped his life. It's something that we need to be careful of.
Mr. Chairman, a couple people approached me sometimes this spring about one of the funeral services, one of the villages that committed suicide or was shot accidentally or whatever, or somebody hanged himself. Sometimes, you know, I've been in the pastor before. It's hard to get a message how or where the soul goes by a person that did such a thing. But it's in the Bible. If you study the Bible enough, it's in the Bible. That you don't play around with your life, put an end to your life. But I think what I was trying to get at at first, and I'm glad that Elmer and Levi add on to this letter here, but I think most of the time, drug and alcohol is the most cause to do this. Pastors feel that we could put both together, suicide and drug and alcohol. Which one is the most, hurting our people? So maybe even the police can get a hand, with you. But for one thing, I would recommend that our Christian conference be started again somehow, because I think it's not only the alcohol that we're battling, like Levi and Elman said, it's suicide. We have counselors in Manila, suicide counselors, but what are they doing to help our young people? It seems like they go through a program, and when they go out that door on the last day, they go back to the streets again. And when they go back to the streets, you don't know what they're doing. You can't keep track of our children.
What is the elder's counsel really asking us?
I think the message during the funeral, we're going to have to be careful how we put this so we won't send the message out to our young people when the person is, hanged himself or something. Not to say that he's already up there in heaven and waiting. I mean, who's to judge? Who's to judge? But if we ask the pastor, like if I have a pastor and I'm preaching in the funeral service when somebody commits suicide, hanging himself or something, this person is. He's gone and he's up there right now in heaven waiting. That message, when it's received by the young people, it's what we have concern is that kind of message if we give out during that funeral, the young people might get the message that, hey, when I can be, when he can go to heaven, when I hang myself, I can go to heaven too. Is that that's the concern we have, because
I forgot to say that I represent the Baha'i Faith. Suicide is something that as a Baha'i and as a mother, I have looked into a lot. I think that there's a lot of us who have lost family members. I lost my son 9 years ago. And the one thing that we can all do, whether we have a ministerial council or whatever it is that we do, is to recognize that when one of our young people commits suicide, that it's a natural thing. And we found this in counseling and in working with people, that their friends, young people, I don't know how to say it, they do everything together, and it's a very natural thing for them to want to follow each other, and that oftentimes, if they're unhappy or they're hurting, what we found when I was talking with my son's friends and even his acquaintances, that was always in their minds. When he died, they thought, well, first of all, they thought it was their fault because they didn't know that was what he was thinking about. And thinking it was their fault, they also said, well, then I couldn't stop him and I'm depressed too, so I'm going to do the same thing. And for us that are here, we need to know that that's what they're thinking a lot of times. They take it on themselves. And what we did as a family and as the friends that gathered around and helped us was to make sure that we made immediate contact with all the friends so that they knew there was someone watching out for them and that it was not okay. What my son did was not okay. That was not his choice. It's God's choice to take a life. And we did it on a kind of a one-on-one, making sure that we found all his friends and talked with them within like 3 or 4 days. Because we've all had that experience in this region of a young person committing suicide, and within a week to 2 weeks, there'll be another one follow. It's like a domino thing that happens, and it's just something we need to know. So I don't know, I'm not really addressing this as a group, but just my own discovery that I made and my family made was to make that contact right away, whoever you are, even if you're a friend of the family and you know who that young person's friends were, to get that message. That was not an okay thing. We love him, and we always will love him, but not what he did. And it's not okay for you to think like that. That's just one idea.
Damna, Kotigira Lakanga, Ilago Tuk, Tatna Hunipsuk, in the Simapluni, Tatna Ari, Tahama, Nutakati Kangi, Tapko, Pikatna Kangi, Ilan. Iling ing mik nuruk patisau na hibgip luding iyaat ni isumap luding nagaka iyaat ni tat naksimak me kubanga tam na iyan naga ubang abdok tat na lalak me nga itna chimigok tapko tat na chimig ilit ko sa kakman iyaring ilit ko sa nigaktut tat na hi maligok lu tasama kanut chimun ilili kami iyangan nutam tat naksimak mesugo kilaga it nahuni ilan naga time nya tat naguk malig oksira ya tam naguk tat nah te makanuni kilangat tamat ko nu tat tukang nepan ing minyut piliuni tap ko go sibuli luit ukakati raksa wala okut tam na tat nasimik ilit ko sakta ilaun ngin nyipliu it natsimik kang sipcharlut tak nanti mikir juga, kita harus bersyukur tak nanti mikir kau orang lagi. Kamu
tak mikir yang apa paling pelakon, kamu sebungkam nak putus, kamu nak putih, nak putih di sana juga, kamu ikat kau di dalam. Jadi ada well next to me in the right, the box of mirror, and you walk.
Truman's story. This was told by the shaman that seen what can happen, what had happened to the person when he hanged himself. He's out there, the soul is out there, hanging from that rope. Wherever if the wind comes, whatever comes, he's just hanging from that rope forever. And Truman said these were seen by the shamans. They wanted to probably want to find out when somebody hanged himself like that to see what really happened after his body was, you know, when his body is not functioning anymore, but the soul, whatever it was supposed to live forever, just hang from the rope. That that should be one of the messages that we need to bring out to our young people so they'll know. Tommy?
Thank you.
approval of the hotel bar. Come to start shopping and get the doctor.
If you want to do
the food of the little partner, lemon, easy lemon stuff. If you show up to you, no matter how you use the summer stuff, you know, it's good. And you know, I will tell you that I will have to go to the hotel and have to go to the hotel.
Jonas?
In the Bible that says for us to comfort ourselves in certain passages. But I can't see for myself to advise a pastor to push on how to speak with their profession. I kind of respect that because God's given inspiration. I think one of the